morning we're learning Chayadam, Klal Nun. We're continuing with Siman Chaf Dalet. So the Chayadam was dealing with this question about a person leaving his place. So he says the Chazkil is usher to do so. He says, and the Chazar mechayiv you to come back by bread, by foods from the Zayin Minim. There's a machlokes. We brought different shitas. Whether you're mechayiv to go back or not, he does say, b'shas hadchak, you make a bracha b'makom shenizker, even though he's yotze b'meisa. The Shulchan Aruch offers an option, makes a suggestion that you have an etza that if you could eat something of that same item in the second place, so you can make a bracha. You can bench over there. You make the bracha achrona over there. So if a person has bread with him, or is bread available in the second place, so he should eat some bread over here in this new place, and then he can bench over here. The chachila, a person should not eat his meal in two places. A person should eat the meal in one place, and then bench, and then go elsewhere. But in the case of a person, the chachila washed with intent of finishing his meal elsewhere, by the chassidim, many of them, they'll start their meal at home and then go to finish it off by the tish. So that's more to the chachila, since they adas when they started the meal. But over here, that wasn't your intent. So you can't do this to the chachila. But once he did leave, he is allowed to eat in the second place. He is allowed to, and then he's allowed to bench there. How much does he need to eat? Mishnah Berurah says, interesting. Then Mishnah Berurah says, even less than a kazayas. As long as he ate something there in the second place, he's able to say this is a makom achila and bench over there. Now, does he need a new bracha rishona in the second place? So we're going to solve his bracha achrona problem. He doesn't have to go back because he's going to bench over here because he ate over here. Does he need a new bracha rishona? So the halacha also depends on this halacha of what's known as tunim bracha achrona, bracha lachreim bim kaimam. You have to say the bracha achrona in that place. And we explain that what that does is that it extends the meal. The eating session is not over because I have to come back. So over here, since the eating session is not over, I'm not going to go back. I'm going to eat it here. So I'm allowed to actually eat here without a new bracha b'shona because I'm still in the middle of eating. Because the Chazal said you can't leave. You got to come back and bench over here. So the meal, in a certain sense, is not done. So the eating session is not done. So the Chayotim adds interesting language, and that's where we're at. If he wants to eat in the second place, or go back to the first place. If there is a situation which, had you remained in place, you would not need a new bracha rishona, the fact that you left does not change that and you do not need a new bracha rishona. So, eating an apple, which Chazal were not mechayiv you to say the bread of Oshos, bim karmoy. So when you leave, that eating session is done. You move to a new place, it's a new eating session, and you need a new bracha rishona. But if it's something which passed in other hands, you do not need a new bracha rishona. Zayin, the five types of dogon, the Gra says, have the same din as pas. Paris of Eretz Yisrael, the Paris of the Zayin Minim, there's a shita that also has this din, the Gra holds. Not like that, like we spoke about. But the Chayyim says it's only if, had you remained, you would not be making a new bracha. So now also you do not need a new bracha. So what is he referring to? There's a second din, which a way to end the meal, which is called Hesech Hadas. If a person clearly decides that he's no longer planning to eat, the meal is over. Now usually, many times when a person is in place, he's not really serious about ending. You know, I'm done, I can't eat anymore. Oh, I'm bringing your favorite brownies. Oh, yeah, I'm hungry. You know, what just happened? Right. So we know that many times a person, the decision to no longer eat is not really an ironclad decision. But if it would be true that even in place you made an ironclad decision, you do need a new bracha rishona. Well, many times by leaving, It's due to the fact that you decided that you're really done. So the person says, no, I'm done eating, gets up and leaves. So even though it's bread, and he didn't bench, you say, okay, well, it's bread. Bread holds on to the bracha. He does not need a new bracha mishana. Chayyim says that's incorrect. You made a very final decision to no longer eat. In your mind, the meal is totally over and you're leaving. Now you realize, okay, so you'd eat some bread in the second place. You'd have to wash and say hamotzi, eat the bread, and then you can bench in the second place. And that's the language of the Chayyim. And he says, he discusses this in other places as well. Now, in this issue of leaving, we really want to clarify one more point about the level, how usher is this isser of the chachila that the Chayyim says at the beginning of the siman. Meshem will leave that for the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.